Welcome to Missionary Echoes, a ministry of the God's Missionary Church of Lebanon, Pennsylvania at 2127 Hill Street. I am Pastor Alan Walter, thanking you for joining us today, and trust your heart will be blessed as we worship the Lord together.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood.
In the blood,
of the Lamb.
There
is power,
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 power, wonder-working power
in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood.
Sins are lost in its life-giving flow.
There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power,
power,
wonder-working power
in the blood
of the Lamb. There is power,
power, power, wonder-working power
in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood.
There is
power, power,
wonder-working power
in the blood
of the Lamb.
There is power,
power,
wonder-working power
in the precious blood.
In the precious blood.
Throughout our social cultures, performance is often what matters. Our grades and entrance exams get us into college. Our work as an employee gets us raises and promotions. Our skills as an athlete, stock picker, or a manager get us salaries and bonuses. The most sought-after accolade to which we can aspire is, "That was a great job. You really did well." Performance is important, even in the Christian life. We will be judged and rewarded one day based on the works we carry out for the sake of the kingdom of God. We can read of that in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Jesus told a parable about successful financial management being the basis for hearing from Him, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." We read of that in Matthew chapter 25. It was Donald English who said the church is a community of the works and words of Jesus Christ. But you know, our works are important in every case except one, and that's our salvation. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 says clearly that we're saved by grace through faith, not of works. It's a new thought for performance-based people, but a biblical one nonetheless. And we're eager to share with you this morning our intern pastor, Nathaniel Morley, who will be sharing some thoughts along this line and the importance that we are saved through faith and by the grace of God. So Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10, the following verse, adds that we're saved for good works after we are saved by grace. And I trust that your life shows that you are truly born again, that Jesus has saved you, and that you are endeavoring to let the works that you do give evidence to what you've experienced and the transformation that's in your heart. It's great to have you with us here for this Sunday morning broadcast. It's Missionary Echoes, brought to you by the God's Missionary Church of Lebanon, located at 2127 Hill Street. Stay tuned as we enjoy these 30 minutes together.
He washed my eyes with tears that I might see the broken heart I had was good for me. He tore it all apart and looked inside. He found it full of fear and foolish pride. He swept away the things that made me blind, and then I saw the clouds were silver lies. And now I understand 'twas best for me. He washed my eyes with tears that I might see. My eyes with tears that I might see the glory of Himself revealed to me. I could not know that He had wounded hands until I saw the blood that day upon the sands. I saw the marks of shame and I wept and cried. Was my substitute for me? He died, and now I'm glad He came so tenderly and washed my eyes with tears that I might see. And now I'm glad He came so tenderly and washed my eyes with tears that I might see.
Lord, I thank You for that beautiful song that carries such meaning for all of those who have experienced the forgiving grace of God, and how You can take our sinful, shameful past and forgive and cleanse us and purify us and make us holy. We thank You, Lord, that You are such an inspiration for us to desire to be as much like You as we can possibly be. You put within us that desire, we respond to it, and we develop that desire so that we can draw near to You. You draw near to us so the devil can be resisted, so temptation can be put to flight, and so that we can be more than conquerors through Him that loved us and gave Himself for us. I praise You for all the redeemed today that join us to listen to this broadcast, and I pray for all of those who do not know the forgiving grace of God in their life, that even today they would know the joy of sins forgiven and to become a child of God and be placed in a right relationship with you as though they had never sinned and be filled with that glorious hope and anticipation of heaven one of these days. Lord, we pray your blessing upon each of our families that are represented across our listening audience. This being Family Day at our church, we think especially of all the families, and we pray for your protecting hand upon each of them, your providing hand. We lift the people who've been in the path of Hurricane Ian, and those who have suffered great loss, and those who have suffered loss of loved ones and friends, and certainly much loss of property and possessions. We just pray that you will bless those who are laboring so feverishly to rescue those who have needed rescued, and to work in situations of cleanup and restoration. And we pray that you'll bless all of those efforts, and that those who have suffered such loss will be able to have a sense of recovery and renewal and hope once again. We thank you for the opportunity to be on the air this morning. We pray you'll bless this broadcast to each of our listeners, and we'll praise you and thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
No more fire.
Well, I enjoyed that song, brought to us by the entire Keaton family. The Collingsworths were in a concert, and the whole family joined them for that special song. It is good to be part of the family of God, isn't it? Well, we're about to begin our Family Day services today at 9:30 in the main sanctuary. We have one big combined service today. No Sunday school, just church, beginning at 9:30. But it's a special service, mostly of music, presented by the Lucas Ryder family from Hobe Sound, Florida. You will want to be here, so hopefully you're already on your way and you can enjoy the service with us today. If not, the live stream is available and you can always join us that way. Then at 6 o'clock tonight, we are anticipating the closing service of our family day with the annual visit of the Lebanon Valley Gospel Band coming to their own home church and ministering to us tonight at 6 o'clock in the main sanctuary. That's at the Lebanon God's Missionary Church, 2127 Hill Street, right here in Lebanon. Wednesday night will be a special service of prayer, praise, and Bible study, and our intern pastor, Nathaniel Morley, ministering the word in that service. The next Sunday is our annual Harvest Home. Our conference president, Reverend Jacob Martin, his wife Rhoda, will be with us in ministry throughout the day as our people honor their pastors always in such a remarkable way. And we just feel so unworthy of the way they honor us, but we certainly appreciate all that goes into it. So join us next Sunday as well for Harvest Home Sunday. Back to our Sunday school schedule and then our morning and evening worship services next Sunday on October the 9th. Again, we appreciate you joining us today here for Missionary Echoes. So stay tuned as we enjoy the remainder of the broadcast and Reverend Nathaniel Morley ministers to us, our intern pastor from Ephesians chapter 2.
Amazing grace, shalom.
Good morning. I am Nathaniel Morley, and I am happy to be with y'all today. Listen as I read from Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I want to ask you today, do you know that you are saved? To know whether we are saved, we have to understand that God is holy and just, and that he will not allow sin into heaven. In our civil law, a good judge must punish a crime. If he turns a blind eye to injustice, then he is corrupt and he himself should be punished. Each year in the United States, thousands of criminals are not brought to justice. These are unsolved crimes. If God turns a blind eye to these criminals, then he would be corrupt. It has to make sense that he is good and just, and that he must punish murderers, rapists, and all lawbreakers. God will not allow a sinner or a lawbreaker into heaven. The Bible says in 1 John 3:4, Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth against the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. God gave us his law in the Ten Commandments. Let's look briefly at a few of the Ten Commandments from Exodus 20 and see if we have kept God's law. You shall have no other gods before me. Do you have a god that you are comfortable with? That is a false god and breaks this commandment. You shall not murder. Are you angry with or hate somebody? Then you are a murderer. You shall not commit adultery. Have you looked at another person with lust? You have broken this commandment. You shall not steal. Even the smallest thing that you take is stealing. You shall not lie. Even the smallest white lie breaks this commandment. A person that has not broken these commandments would look like this. He would always love God with all his heart, with all his soul, with all his strength, and with all his mind. He would love his neighbor as himself. He has always given God's name reverence, and never once has he been angry with his brother without a cause. He has never hated anyone. He has not lusted in his heart or had sex outside of marriage. He has never stolen even a paperclip or ballpoint pen, or told as much as a white lie, and not once desired anything that belongs to someone else. He is, and always has been, perfect in word, thought, and deed. The truth is, we are not like him. We have all sinned, and therefore we have stored up God's wrath, which will be revealed on Judgment Day. The proof that we have sinned will be our death. And after death, we must face God for judgment. Think about it. If God has seen our every thought, word, and deed, and if he is going to bring all our sins out as evidence of our guilt on the day of judgment, we will all be found guilty. Our conscience has shown us right from wrong, and we will be without an excuse on Judgment Day. God will give us justice, and hell will be the place of our eternal punishment. Luke 12:2 says, For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. You cannot hide your sin from God. In Numbers 32:23 it says, And be sure your sin will find you out. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love in which he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. A young man once borrowed a fast car, and one time while he was drunk, he sped through his hometown at 120 miles per hour. The law in that town said that 30 miles per hour was the maximum speed, and that any transgressors would be fined $100 for every mile per hour over the speed limit. On his way back through the town, the young man was apprehended, tried, and found guilty by his father, who was the town's only judge. He was fined $9,000, and because he had no money and no words of defense, the youth was led off to prison. As he sat in despair behind bars, his father appeared at the door and told him he had sold all his own prized possessions and paid the fine for him. The son couldn't believe that he loved him that much. They embraced as they never had before and walked off in a newfound relationship, bonded together with love. That's precisely what God did in the person of Jesus Christ. Each of us stands guilty of breaking God's law, but because Jesus paid our fine on the cross 2,000 years ago, God can forgive us on the grounds of his death. That's why you need Jesus Christ as your Savior. Without him, the law will send you to hell, and you will have no one to blame but yourself. God will make sure justice is carried out. The Bible says, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The Bible also says, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." We broke God's law, but he paid the fine. Jesus satisfied the law through his death and his resurrection. But just as we cannot earn a gift, so we cannot earn eternal life by our good works. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. If you repent, trust in the Savior, and obey his word, God will forgive your sin and grant you everlasting life. If you don't face your fear of death, then you will run from it until the day you die, and that day will come. The proof of your sin will be your death. Today, not only face the reality that you will die, but also do something about it. Obey the gospel and live. Confess your sins to God. Put your faith in Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. God will never let you down. May God continue to bless you as you obey him.
In my mind, I can see Christ the Lord of all, as he prepares the great banquet hall for those who've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a family reunion in glory land. Oh, I can almost see them standing there, robed in garments bright and fair. See the gates of pearl swing open wide, and hear them shout hallelujah as they step inside. Tribulation came. See the ones who have died for his holy name. Hear them join in a mighty hallelujah refrain at that family reunion in glory. Swing open
step inside and see the crippled toss aside his care and hear him shout for joy as he walks again. See the tears wiped away by God's own hand at that